Central Volunteers play right here. Welcome to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network and the Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine pregame show. Sponsored in part by Central Alabama Community College, Alta Point Health, Coosa Valley Medical Center, First Bank of Alabama, Clay and Coosa County District Attorney Joe Fickwit, the Law Office of Tyler Sims, Timber Elite Auctions, Toyota of Sylacauga, Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys, Blair Family Farm and Market, Hill Auto Sales, A&E Metal Roofing, Blues Car Wash and Lube, Piggly Wiggly of Lineville and Ashland, Matthews Meat Market, First State Bank, Buddy's Sports Country, First Capital Insurance, Highway 9 Tire, The Drugstore, Coke Foods of Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas District, State Farm Agent Mike Coleman, Southern Cabinet Company, Williams Parts and Supply, Atkinson Homes, Harris Plumbing and Electric, Poultry South, Central Physical Therapy, Integrity Cabinets, Honey's Cafe, Sassy's Convenience Store, Spencer Loveless at Southeastern Land Group, Bama Guns and Outfitters, AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority, Clay County Tire and Retreading, Clay County Economic Development Council, Ann's Flowers and Gifts, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Ashland Auto Parts, Superior Pest Control, and Bucks Island.
This is Rusty Tuttle, Coach Jerry Wayne's Jeremy Character here live from the Dunn Oliver Acadome in Montgomery. Coach, I don't know how exactly they're going to do things. I'm assuming they might go back and do another national anthem. If they do, we'll have to break away. But I tell you what, go ahead and jump into our A&E Metal Roofing keys to the game. And if we have to stop, we will.
All right, our keys to this game today for the Volunteers. This Marbury team likes to play up-tempo and likes high-scoring games. So we've got to be able to control the pace of this game and not let it be to their liking. And then number two, I think we've got to defend the three-point line. They all can shoot threes very well, and they do it regularly. So we got to get out there on the line and defend it. And then number three, we've got to keep our key players out of foul trouble. And I'm speaking primarily about Trendon Glenn. He's been prone to early foul trouble in the last few games. And, of course, we're not as deep in that post position. But keep Trendon Glenn out of foul trouble.
Coach, we're going right into our East Central Alabama Gas starting lineups. First for the Marbury Bulldogs here, we've got number zero, Aiden Burdett. Second starter here is number two, that being Jamar Brown. Next starter is number three, Noah Trotter. All of them right here at the top of the sheet, Coach. Here comes number five, Jalen Hall. And our final starter for the Marbury Bulldogs is number 15, that being Ja'Anthony Morrell, I should say, there for the Marbury Bulldogs. Of course, I think our starting lineups as we get going, Zy Newell getting a start, a senior. Also, number four, Taylor Board, another senior for the Volunteers. Number 10, Caden Glenn, had a big game down in Selma on Saturday. His big game, one of the reasons we're here. Here comes the leader of the charge here, J.D. Hall, the lone junior, getting a start. And then Trendon Glenn, number 14, also a senior, getting a start for our Volunteers. Coach, I tell you what, back-to-back, you're used to doing that throughout the year. Normally we call a girls' game into a boys' game, but not with this much on the line, but we did it on Saturday. And let's see if these boys can do what the girls do and come in and just play a great basketball game.
Well, and I'm just wondering today, I'm sure Marbury has a scouting report. They've gone over a game plan, but, J.D. Hall has been attacking the rim aggressively as we've entered into the playoffs ever since the area tournament. And I'm sure that's going to be a point of emphasis today for the Vols. And how does Marbury stop J.D. Hall from getting to the goal?
Marbury with a big height advantage over the Vols today. But the tip is going to be won by the Vols. J.D. Hall will go back and gets it, and he's up the floor. Over there to Zy Newell, and we'll get things started here. Back to Caden Glenn. Caden Glenn's guarded by Burdett. Over to Zy Newell, top of the key, swings it over there to Hall on the left wing.
And I tell you what, we've got a triangle and two defense, it looks like.
King Glenn thought about the three, but Taylor Boyd thought more of it, and he fires up that Toyota Silicaga three-point. Close shot, rimmed in a couple times, but falls out.
We'll examine that defense a little closer, but it looks like a triangle and two.
Burdett. There's a strong drive to the basket by Hall, but it don't go, and that's their own Hall, Jalen Hall. Caden Glenn had an open three, but no. There's a good pass down low, and we've got an early lead as Taylor Boyd lays it up and in. Good finish down low. 2-0 here, 6:58 to go.
Balls, of course, open up standard man-to-man.
In the Buddy Sports Country opening quarter. Open three-point look is drained by Noah Trotter. And now the Bulldogs up by 1, 3-2.
And I tell you, I watch film on this team, and they can all shoot the three ball.
Over to Glenn, back over to Hall. Get it down, back out to Taylor Boyd. Caden Glenn, open three. He pulls it, and he's short, but Trenton Glenn had the rebound, but had it taken away. He was the only man there against three. He had it, but he had it taken away from him. Walking it up the floor here is Jamar Brown. Good give and go there, and we'll have to foul. Hall goes and gets him, but kind of a give and go there from Jalen Hall over to Jamar Brown. And Mark, to keep from Brown just having an easy layup, the reach-in foul there by Hall.
Yeah, they hit him at the foul line, and then the cutter cut hard to the basket and received the pass back. First free throw misses.
He's well behind the free throw line. He missed them both. Keep that in mind as we move forward.
I don't know what we have.
Something about the game clock. I think the game clock didn't start.
We've got it straightened out now. I'm starting back.
Good job by the official to catch that really quick. Up here is Taylor Boyd. We beat the press. Coach, examine this defense a little more.
I think.
And we turn it over. Right now, it's messing with us, I can tell you that.
Maybe a matchup zone. We'll have to.
There's a good finish by Anthony Morrell, and he's a 6'3 sophomore.
Well, right now, we're seeing a 2-2-1 full court press, and they're going to fall back.
Taylor Boyd with an open Toyota Silicaga three-pointer. You want him taking that shot, but that doesn't go.
Well, we don't want to fall too far behind this team, I can tell you that.
There's a drive to the basket. Shot up, no good. Offensive rebound, no good. And we're going to be last touched out of bounds by the Vols. 5-2 here early, 5:15 to go in the Buddy Sports Country opening quarter. They get the ball inbounded. And there's a jump shot by number three, Noah Trotter. As you said, Coach, everybody on the floor can shoot the basketball for the Bulldogs.
They can shoot it. And, you know, we've got a bunch of like 6'1", 6'2 guys, too.
Yeah, 6'4", a couple of them, Coach, listed at. There's Newell back over to Hall. The shortest one on the floor, they got 6'1 right now on the list. There's a jump shot in and out by Taylor Boyd. Good shot from a free throw line. Just don't fall.
I think they settled into a 2-3. That's very active 2-3.
There's a travel. Good defense by Taylor Boyd. A spin move tried by Jalen Hall, but he clearly traveled. Two-three zone here.
Every time we inbound, they're showing full court pressure. They're going to settle back into a 2-3, it looks like.
Hall looks to try to dribble through that and turned it over. And up the floors, here's Burdett. Burdett will lay it up and in with the left hand. 9-2 here, the Bulldogs lead.
I tell you what, their defense is active all over the floor. Here's another steal.
Well, it ain't quite stolen
near
yet.
Near steal.
Trenton Glenn runs it down. Zion Newell, and we can set up on offense. But right now, it's a very active 2-3 zone as well. It's a matchup zone, though, I think, Coach, as you said.
And it's going to be extremely hard for J.D. to get inside.
But J.D. nails the Toyota Sylacauga three-pointer.
We may see more perimeter play out of J.D. in this game.
9-5 as we see J.T. Coburn over at the scorer's table, Coach. That's somewhere we can match up height-wise. It's hard to match up with Aiden Burdett, three-pointer from well outside the college line. And he hits it 12-5. Hall up the floor. And again, in and out there by Taylor. Taylor Boyd's getting wide open looks for the from the corner, but they're just not falling. Yeah, and he's the guy we want to get those looks normally.
Yeah, he's missed three already, and he's got to make them when he's that open.
Trotter with the basketball guarded by Zion Ewell. And that's going to foul is going to be called on number 14, Trendon Glenn, on the drive to the basket. That's going to send number three to the line, Noah Trotter, shooting two, looking to extend this seven-point lead, 12-5, Marbury Bulldogs have over our Volunteers. If you're just now joining us, our Volunteer girls got a big win over Beauregard earlier. I think it was a 12-point win, and they'll be advancing to the finals on Tuesday at 12:30 here in the Dunn-Oliver Acadome on the campus of Alabama State. First free throw is good there by Trotter. Couple substitutions, Coach. And when they sub, they don't lose any size. C.J. Cook at 6'1". And also number 21 coming in there, De'Anthony Smith. He's 6'3".
They're all just kind of tall, lanky type people.
Second shot no good. 13-5.
And now they're pressing after a miss, which is very unusual.
Good drive to the basket, though, by Taylor Boyd. Just beat the press, dribbled by his man, and he lays it up and in.
What they're doing is just extending their half-court defense full court.
But we come down the floor, and C.J. Cook nails a three, the sophomore. They're coming out hot shooting, Coach.
Already three threes here. There's J.D. getting loose. Kicking out.
Caden Glenn on the drive to the basket, shot blocked. Glenn with a strong move, Coach, but just a lot of that length got up and hurt Glenn there on the block. 16-7. Marbury leads, long three-pointer up, no good. Rebound, tipped around, and coming out with it is Boyd. Up the hall. Hall dribbles top of the key and swings it over in the corner. And that was J.T. Coburn, and Coburn's don't go.
Well, we're falling into the trap right here, playing near tempo, it looks like.
Open three-pointer here, no good. That was by number 10, Cook. Cook gets the ball back on the long rebound. Cook looks to drive this time. Hook shot, no good, and it's going to go out of bounds. Is it?
It looked like it went off.
It looked like it was
blue.
Two of there, but that.
They're getting it back right underneath their goal.
Yeah, I think he missed that one, Coach. As we get a trap of our own, it's Braxton Young, and Braxton Young comes, takes the ball away. Braxton comes in very active here. Young thought about the three, picked up his dribble back over to Hall. Open shot here, Caden Glenn. His Toyota Sylacauga three-pointer is good. And that's good for Glenn to find his shot early.
Yeah, much-needed basket right there.
16-10, six-point lead here by the Bulldogs. Bulldogs drive, kicks it back out here, top of the key, Trotter. Trotter resets the offense for the Bulldogs. Trotter has it poked away. He gets it back, but guess who? Braxton Young up to Hall. Hall is fouled looking to finish. That foul should go on 15. Anthony Morrell.
Yeah, Morrell picks up that foul and will send J.D. to the line.
Shooting the first State Bank free throws here, looking to cut into this six-point lead the Marbury Bulldogs have.
Two steals from Braxton Young right here, being a nemesis to these guys from Marbury.
Hall misses the first State Bank free throw, leaving the score at 16-10, 41 seconds to go here in the Buddy Sports Country opening quarter. He missed the second one. need those. Brown over to Cook. Cook dribbles down, back over there to Jalen Hall. And Hall drives to the basket, lays it in, and they're going to call Coburn for the foul.
Well, that was a nice pick and roll that they just ran.
Coach Gooden's not happy with the defensive performance there for the Vols.
10-4 on rebounds right now, Marbury. Who was our foul on?
JT Coburn. And he made the three-point play the unconventional way, 19-10. Zion Ewell back over to J.D. Hall. Over to Braxton Young. Hall's got to get it across the timeline. He does. Over to Coburn in the corner back. 14 seconds.
The corner's going to be what's going to be open because those big guys don't want to leave the block and get out.
They're going to call Hall for the travel there.
Yeah, J.D. tried to get loose on the inside and took one step too many.
As we get a substitution here, Tristan Wilson in for the ball. The drugstore substitution, long three-pointer to close the half, but they get the put back. It's good. If we're not down there defending or getting the – and that's an easy basket that you just can't give up in any game, much less a regional tournament game. That's where we'll find ourselves after the Buddy Sports Country opening quarter. Ball's trailing by 11, 21-10. You're listening right here on the Southern Union State Community College Play Center. Network.
Barr and Associates Injury Attorneys handles a range of serious injury cases, including auto accidents, 18-wheeler crashes, motorcycle and boating accidents, wrongful death, premises liability, and workplace injuries. Their attorneys provide direct legal support throughout each case. Known for professionalism and client-centered service, the firm emphasizes trust and communication. Info is at tpharlaw.com, tpharrlaw.com, or 256-487-6080. Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than those by other lawyers.
In this area, we know what matters: family, community, and a great Sunday dinner. That's why your local Piggly Wiggly stores in Ashland and Lineville are proud to be your go-to for quality and value. From our premium meat market to fresh produce, Piggly Wiggly has everything you need to keep your kitchen stocked and your family happy. Need a quick meal? Piggly Wiggly features hot deli favorites and a wide range of snacks and desserts. Plus, both stores are now proudly accepting EBT to better serve you. Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville is proud to support our student athletes on the Clay Central Sports Network.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Matthews Meat Market. Now, back to the action.
Welcome you back here. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Wayne, Jerry McCarrick here. Marbury with the basketball. They get a good look down. There's going to be a foul on the floor. Jeremy, quickly, let's look back at those stats that you've gathered from the first quarter.
Vols looking at four turnovers in that first quarter, four rebounds, shooting 2-for-4 in the paint, and 2-for-7 in threes. Marbury, three turnovers, 10 rebounds, 5-for-8 on the floor, and 50%, 3-for-6 on threes.
That was just a easy lay-in there on the inbounds play, Coach, for number five, Jalen Hall.
Yeah, Hall is taking over in the paint for this Marbury team.
Jalen Hall, 6'4", sophomore.
And J.D. Hall, by the way, picked up his second foul.
There's a long three-pointer by Taylor Boyd, but Taylor ends up getting a rebound and lays it up and in. Taylor fighting hard.
Taylor with 6 points.
There's a drive to the basket, shot up no good, but now it's going to be over the back. Offensive foul there. That's going to be on number 15. I think that's his second. Anthony Morrell.
That is his second.
6:57 to go here. He'll get substituted for.
By a bigger guy.
Win the Matthew Meat Market second quarter. That's number 21, DeAnthony Smith, the 6'3 player. They got a 6'6er too, Coach. Newell with a basketball over to Hall. Hall, open shot here, Caden Glenn. That's a little long, shot no good. Tipped out of bounds, and they're going to say it was last touch by Trendon Glenn. 23-12.
this is a very good rebounding team, this Marbury team as well.
Well, and you look out there with their length, Coach, you're hardly putting anybody on the floor.
Not only are they tall, but long arms.
Coach, we don't even have a 6'1 player, but, well, probably Coburn probably is.
Yeah.
But other than that, we're just so outmatched with length and tallness. Good-looking basketball players. That's Burdette fires up a forced up a three, but he can do that when you got the rebounders down there. And Jamar Brown drained the three as things are getting away. Coach Josh Giddens realizes it. He's going to call the Poultry South timeout here. 26-12 is the score. Marbury leads. They're taking a full timeout. We'll take it with them right here on the Southern Union State Community College. Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
At Poultry South, we don't just sell farms, we work for the farmer. From the first phone call to the closing table, we're here to make sure you're treated fair and guided right. With over 20 team members across 10 southeastern states, our team was built right here at home, and we've never forgotten who we're working for. The Poultry South team at Southeastern Land Group. The website is PoultrySouth.com. Poultry South is proud to be a sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. Sassy's Convenience Store in Lineville is more than just a gas station. Now, obviously, they feature top-tier fuel, but each morning starts off with freshly brewed coffee and hot buttery biscuits. Got the munchies? Sassy's has you covered. They are stocked wall-to-wall with your favorite salty snacks, sweet treats, and ice-cold drinks. Need a quick lunch on the go? Well, Sassy has you covered there as well. They're open early to late, making it easy to grab what you need right when you need it. Sassy's Convenience Store is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
The Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network is driven by Hill Auto Sales, Highway 9 in Lineville. Buy from Hill.
There's a steal there and steal our way, and Zion Ewell's going to drive it to the basket and lay it in. Good hustle after he had it taken away. He went back and got it, and the lead cut down a little bit, 26-12. Marbury looking to reset here with the basketball is Brown. Brown, another coach. Right now, we're leaving Jalen Hall wide open underneath the basket.
And Coach Giddens, another timeout, trying to get things sorted out defensively.
We're just going to stick right here as he takes this 30 second. He is not happy with his defense over there, and he's letting them know it. There's no way we should be giving up that wide open of shots, Coach.
Well, what's happening, Hall is setting a screen, and then he's rolling off that screen and getting the pass back, and there's nobody defending him off the roll. So we're either
switching or we got to go get around that one.
We got to figure out how we want to play the screen. Do we want to come over it? Do we want to go under it? Do we want to switch? What are we going to do? We got to do one of the three. Right now, we're doing nothing.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM, Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Zion Ewell open three-pointers. We come back. Shot no good. If we just follow the shot, we'd have a layup there. But
right then, we would. Well, what's going on here? We're playing Marbury's game. We're getting in a three-point shooting contest with them, and we're not going to win that with them.
There's a drive to the basket, and that was a travel. I'm sorry. It's Noah Trotter traveled coming down the lane.
You know, they're keeping us from getting in an offense the way they're playing their full-court defense.
Taylor Boyd comes down, fires up a quick three.
See, we have nobody down there to rebound.
There's a forced basket, but again, we're not blocking out. And guess who? But Jalen Hall comes back and cleans it up.
Yeah, we're just playing a full court game with them, and this is going to be an easy
pass for them. There's a drive to the basket, shot no good, and guess who? Hall on the rebound. And a three-pointer ground by Noah Trotter, and this thing is getting away and getting away quick. 35-14.
21-point lead here in the second quarter.
And there's a block on the side. That'll slow things down. I think it's going to be called on number 21, De'Anthony Smith. C.J. Cook will re-enter. And here comes number 33, Noah Gentry. He's another 6'4 player. Where do they get all his height down at Marbury, Coach?
I don't know.
Got a bench full of it. Inbounds play, wide open shot for Caden Glenn, and he finds nothing.
Well, we need to at least try to attack the goal somewhat.
Almost a turnover there, but Marbury saves it back into the top. That's the three Trotter. Trotter looking to drive. Almost a steal by Braxton Young. Braxton's been feisty in there defensively
on
steals.
He certainly has.
And again, this time he's going to get caught for the reach in.
And that may be the third one on JD.
I think that's it is.
That's number three on JD. And to compound problems, that makes things even worse as Zion Newell gets up off the bench ready to check in for him.
Nobody else in foul trouble, but are they? Why are we shooting? He wasn't nowhere close to shooting.
No, it looked like he flagged him on the way by, but
they said he was shooting. I thought he was coming around the screen at the top of the, right there at the free throw line.
Now we finally get somebody checked in that's not tall.
Number 44, Carter Bolden. He's only 6 foot. And we lose the rebound out of bounds, and we'll give it right back to them on the baseline.
Right now,
if it can go bad, it's going.
Yeah, nothing's going good.
There's a steal, though, Zion Newell with his fast hands, and he steals it away. And he's going to travel a little too quick. He's undecisive. Need to slow down there.
Well, his first option he saw was covered, and then he tried to make an adjustment on the fly, but walked in the process.
Coming up the floor is Jamar Brown, 36-14 lead here from Marbury. And that's going to be turned over. So they're going to say that we touched it. There's a steal by Newell, top of the key. Newell's going to drive all the way to the basket, and he's fouled by number 10. Shot don't go, but C.J. Cook will send Zion Newell to the line, shooting two First State Bank free throws.
I tell you what, they can't underestimate our quickness. You know, Zion just took that ball from Cook right there before he even realized it.
Newell, first free throw with 3:01 left in the first half, no good.
Right now, we're 0-for-3 at the foul line.
As I tell you what, Coach, it's done all of our academic. You start to look around, it's filling up here. Shot up, no good as more people file in. A great crowd from Clay County, but also a big crowd from Marbury. Not too far over for Marbury to come, though.
Yeah. Plus, Marbury's got a pep band here in attendance. Adds a little to the game.
We got our own shooter section over there that was very active during the girls' game. We just need to give them a little something to be active about here in the boys' game. 36-14, the ball's trail here. 2:51 to go in the Matthews Meat Market second quarter. Inbound play, shot up. And there's going to be an offensive foul on the block out.
Yeah, 33 pushed off.
That's Noah Gentry, the 6'4 junior.
Well, they still, as we mentioned, they extend their defense all the way down the floor. And it doesn't matter if they score or not, that's how they're going to line up. Then they drop back into the half court set in that same formation.
Still looking to trap now, though. All the way on the defensive
end. It's very active defense.
Over to Newell on the right wing. Newell back to Braxton Young on the logo. Over to Caden Glenn down. Good jump shot there by Zion Newell, and that was good. We needed that one, 36-16. And we're going to get a foul call in the backcourt on Braxton Young on a reach in, I'm assuming. Honestly, I was looking down. Yeah. It will be on Young.
Probably be best we didn't foul in the backcourt.
But Braxton trying to make things happen. He's got some steals there, a little sneaky with those hands sometimes. He got a little too sneaky maybe on that one.
That's just three team fouls on us. Officials were checking to see if it was one and one or shooting fouls.
Scoreboard agrees with you here at Dunn Oliver Acadome. It's Rusty Tedico's Jerry Weems. Jeremy Character live from Montgomery here on the campus of Alabama State on the Southern Union State Community College Play Central Sports Network. Girls has already picked up a big win here. And there is Braxton Young with another steal.
He's all over the floor defensively.
He is here. This is still this morning, I guess, or is it? It would be this morning. I just now realized what time it was. There's a shot up, no good, rims out. Loose ball. And come Hall for Marbury comes out with it. Swings it over to Burdett. Burdett drives, shot, and it's going to be a charge on Burdett. Good job by Caden Lynn getting position, taking that charge.
Yeah, Burdett a little bit out of control right there.
Give it over to Young. Young walks it up the floor there. Back to Newell. Newell gets it up to Taylor Boyd. 1:26 to go in the first half. Ball's just looking to get a few back here, 36-16. Taylor Boyd drives, shot blocked, but he gets the loose ball over to Coburn. Coburn back, Braxton Young fires up the three-pointer front rim, no good. They don't give you nothing easy, Coach.
No, and Hall was up high for that rebound right there.
Over to Trotter. There's a steal, Caden Glenn. Coburn knocked that ball loose, by the way. 47 seconds.
I think Coburn is bleeding.
Taylor Boyd with a good pump play. He's fouled in the lay-in. It's good. Foul will go on number 33, Noah Gentry. I was surprised the foul wasn't called. There, some which away.
Trendon Glenn checks in for Coburn. Coburn got injured on that steal right here a moment ago.
And he hits the first State Bank free throw. We needed those three. 36-19. Open three-point look here. Up, no good. Rebound there to Zion Newell. 29 seconds. Newell dribbles over Taylor Boyd. Open Toyota Silicaga three-pointer, no good, but rebound Zion Newell. Newell's jump shot, no good. Getting some pretty good looks at it, Coach, but they're not falling.
Marbury probably run it down right here.
It's under 10. Drive, kicks out to Burdett. Burdett behind the back dribble. Burdett looks down low to Hall.
Beautiful pass.
And we're going to foul him. No good, but that was a great pass down to Noah Gentry. That pass was by number 5, Jalen Hall, wasn't it, Coach?
Yes. Beautiful pass. And I didn't catch who our foul was on.
Neither did I.
I'm thinking it may have been on Taylor Boyd.
First free throw, no good. 2.7 seconds to go here in the first half. The drugstore substitution coming in for the Volunteers, Tristan Wilson. Going out is Taylor Boyd. Second free throw, no good. Zion Newell on a rebound. He missed them both. Newell, with about 2 seconds, fires up a full quarter. No good, and that's where we'll end the half. Ball straight up by 17. 36-19, we fought back for more. We can do it again, so stick with us right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9 live from Dunn Oliver Acadome here in Montgomery on the campus of Alabama State for regional play. Girls got the victory. Boys looking to fight back and do the same as we come back on the other side of this break.
Spencer Loveless with Southeastern Land Group in Clay County is licensed in both Alabama and Georgia. Spencer specializes in helping landowners across East Central Alabama with rural homesteads, farms, or recreational land. Spencer is also part of the Poultry South team, dedicated to getting the best value for every property. Spencer is available by phone at 256-283-3198 or online at selandgroup.com. Spencer Loveless with Southeastern Land Group is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
If you can dream it, Southern Cabinet Company can build it. For more than 40 years, this family-owned team has been crafting beautiful kitchens and baths with quality cabinets, hardware, and countertops, serving new construction, remodels, and multifamily projects across the region. Southern Cabinet Company, the official kitchen and bath retailer of the Clay Central Sports Network and a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9, available on Instagram or by phone at 256-354-2555.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Your pet is more than just a pet. They're your family's fearless protector, your fetching athlete, your crumbs on the floor detector, the warm, snuggly heartbeat at your feet. State Farm agent Mike Coleman understands why your pet means so much to you. So State Farm and Trupanion have teamed up to give your furry family members the protection they deserve. Pet medical insurance. Another way State Farm is here to help life go right. The phone number is 256-354-2272. State Farm agent Mike Coleman, proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
Flu season has arrived. This is Jana Wheeler, and at the drugstore, we want to help you take steps to hopefully keep the flu out of your home. We are offering grab-and-go flu defense bags that feature a variety of products to help treat your symptoms. The drugstore also has a large supply of flu and COVID tests, and it's still not too late to get your flu shot. We're located next to the Clay County Hospital and open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 8 until noon. The drugstore, proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
This is Jason Walker with Timber Elite Auctions. Timber Elite Auctions is a company that we set up for private landowners to utilize and take bids on their timber stands. Timber Elite Auctions operates with an online bidding platform with over 150 buyers across Alabama. I am available by phone at 256-846-0575 or online at timberelateauctions.com. My Alabama auctioneer license number is 5462. Timber Elite Auctions is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
Hey, Vols fans, you know, Classic Country 90.9 is a non-commercial radio station, which means we can't air regular advertising that contains calls to action or language suggesting you should purchase something. Meaning, we have to state more facts rather than use a lot of adjectives and verbs to convey messages. Even what you're hearing right now isn't considered an advertisement. It's a message. And this message is clear. Toyota of Sylacauga. Work the drive and they'll prove it. We can say that because it's their tagline. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
This is the Williams Parts and Supply Halftime Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Welcome you back here to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. On the radio, Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9 for volunteer basketball. We've already called the girls' big win against Beauregard to advance to Tuesday at 12:30 here in Montgomery at the Dunn Oliver Acadome on the campus of Alabama State. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Jeremy Character. We're here bringing you boys action now. Been a tough half, if we're just totally honest here, 36-19. The Vols defending like normal, but are trying to. But the problem is Marbury would come out hot shooting, And, Jeremy, I know you can share some team stats with us as we start to look at some individuals.
Yeah, looking at the first half, the Vols only 8 for 24 shooting from the floor, 2 for 13 on threes, only 10 rebounds. Marbury just dominating that first half, 14 for 24 on the floor, 5 for 9 on threes, 21 rebounds. Hall is just taking over down low and just getting those rebounds. Coach Wings, what do you think about all the individual stats?
Well, Jeremy, I'll tell you, Rusty hit the nail on the head. He said Marbury came out hot and scoring 21 points in that first quarter, backed by 3 three-pointers. And the Volunteers couldn't keep pace with them offensively and went out trailing by 11 at the end of the first quarter and still unable to get out of that hole up to this point. But looking at scoring for the Volunteers, Taylor Boyd has 9 points to lead the Volunteers. And then Caden Glenn, J.D. Hall, each with a three-pointer. J.D. Hall right now saddled with 3 fouls and missed a good deal in the second quarter. And one thing that's hurt us offensively, Marbury has been able to shut down J.D. from attacking the rim that he's been doing throughout the playoffs. And then when you look at this Marbury team, Jalen Hall, he's been a man to deal with out there today. I mean, he's got 11 points. He's got probably almost double figures in rebounds, with a lot of that damage coming on the offensive boards where he's getting some easy putbacks. But good balance. Noah Trotter also has 11 for Marbury. And then they've hit 5 three-pointers in all. So this Marbury team, very good on the inside because of their size and length, and also can shoot the ball from the perimeter. So rebounding handily in favor of Marbury, 21-10 at this point. And then we mentioned the offensive rebound, second chance points. They've got Clay Central 10-2 in second chance points. So that indicates their strength on the offensive board. But all in all, when you sum it up, I can't see of any area where Marbury has not beaten the Volunteers in this first half. But you mentioned this as well, Rusty. The Volunteers, a lot of grit, and they're not going to give up. We've seen some great comebacks already against the likes of Sylacauga and Briarwood in our area this year. And I look for the Volunteers to come back out battling here as we get ready to start this third quarter.
Well, Coach, when you look at those stats, you know, as you said, they pretty much lead in every category. We both shot 24 shots. A big difference there is they're 14 for 24. We're 8 for 24. So just a free, you know, we need to kind of tame them down a little bit there, shooting a pretty high percentage there. They're 5 for 9 from 3. That's hard. That's a really good percentage from 3 points. So when you're shooting that type of, when you're shooting that type of 3-point percentage, going to be tough. They're actually at 66.7%. So, Coach, as you thinking about Coach Josh Giddens and those Timber Elite Auctions halftime adjustments, you know, you kind of took their best shot, you might say, and maybe that's what you might tell them there in the locker room, and you just got to come out and give them your best shot. But what kind of adjustments would you make there as those Timber Elite Auctions halftime adjustments?
Well, if I'm Coach Giddens, my first priority is going to be I'm going to try to get Trendon Glenn to try to get after Jalen Hall a little bit better, try to neutralize Hall. In other words, Hall has eaten us alive on the backboard, and I think Trendon is physical enough that he can get a body on him and keep him off the board. So I'm going to emphasize that to Trendon Glenn. And then I would like to see us attack the basket a little bit more often. I know they've got size in there, but, you know, we can't stay with them shooting threes. We got to attack the basket a little bit more. And then we've got to close out on the perimeter, not give them the open looks, because even though they're doing damage in the paint, they are a very good shooting team from outside. We've got to close out and get a hand up in them.
Well, let's close out this Williams Parts and Supply halftime show and transfer in. We'll roll into the third quarter on some Highway 9 tires when we come back right here on the Southern Union State Community College State Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 94.9.
Williams Parts and Supply is your local Napa Auto Parts home. But did you know they carry a whole lot more? From Milwaukee Tools and Echo Power Equipment to Case Knives and heavy-duty industrial supplies, they have the gear to keep you moving. Located next to Dollar General in Lineville at 89243 Highway 9. They're open from 5:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Williams Parts and Supply, a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Did you know that physical therapy is the first line of defense for joint and muscle pain, injuries, and even reducing your risk of falls? Are you planning to have orthopedic surgery? Dr. Cameron Bisher and Dr. Adam Johnson at Central Physical Therapy are trained to diagnose the problem and develop a treatment plan toward pain-free and healthy living. Central Physical Therapy offers plans for all individuals as well as performance training for athletes. Located near Spitz Curve and Lionville, the website is centralptal.com. Rehab well, live well, and perform well with Central Physical Therapy, sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Highway 9 Tire. Now, back to the action.
Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Jeremy Characters. We come back, Zion Ewell's three-pointer stuck behind the rim. And that's kind of the way the whole games went, Coach. That's the kind of breaks we
it's
get.
It's just been a thud, hasn't it?
Yeah, just wedges in there, and that'll be a possession era situation. And it'll turn it over there to Marbury. Good defense down there, Trenton Glenn, blocking the shot, and we're back the other way, all the way up to Newell. Newell is fouled hard. Good, going right at Jalen Hall, and he'll foul Zion Newell and send him to the free throw line, shooting the first eight bank free throws.
And with all the activity that's going on, that's only the first foul on Jalen Hall. Well, we had a good defensive stand.
The first free throw short.
We had a good defensive stand to open this third quarter. It's going to require a lot more of those.
Got to get some shots to fall for sure. We need us one of them round mops, Coach.
Yeah, I wonder where you think Dollar General has those.
I've not noticed them there, but I usually don't shop that area, Dollar General. They get that new one up in Delta, Mike. There's a free throw no good, but look at there, Trenton Glenn getting on the glass and putting it back down. Keep fighting, inching back, and there's 36-21.
Yeah, Trenton, we hadn't heard much from him today.
There's another steal on the defensive end. Zion Newell looks to get up the floor, drives to the basket. Hall. Newell looking to get contact, and there's thrown away. Hall, their Hall on the steal. There's going to be a foul. Let's see who they get this on. It could be number 11, Coach.
10.
Okay. It's going to be Caden Glenn. Taylor Boyd got a little banged up there. Looks like he's going to be substituted for him with a drugstore substitution. Going in the line is Noah Trotter for the Bulldogs. 6:57 to go here in the Highway 9 Tire third quarter. That rims out no good. Ball's trailing 36-21.
Certainly a lot better defensive effort so far early in this third quarter from Clay Central.
Looks like we've got it turned up and they've got it turned down. You know what I mean, Coach? The effort. So we need to catch them while they're a little lackadaisical here.
Yeah, we need to take advantage of it right now.
They made the second free throw. We beat the press. Up to Newell. Newell looks to drive, and he saw Hall and said, hang on, let me do something different. They get it down to Glenn. Glenn shot partially blocked. That's a good battle down defended, there, but I like going right back at him.
Yeah, defended well by Hall, and that's what I want to see us do is attack inside a little more. It'll pay off in the long run.
There's a steal, and then it's
restolen.
Runner up, no good there, and Trenton Glenn on the rebound.
And here come the Vols with a chance to
We're getting on the board much better. Hall goes all the way to the basket, and a shot up, no good. Jump shot no good. Rebound, Marbury. The pace of play is still lightning fast here.
Yeah, right now,
rebound
Marbury
goes to Zion Ewell.
Marbury playing at a very fast pace.
Jamar Brown missed a three. Right now, there's a lid on him for Marbury right where we need it. Now we got to take advantage of it ourselves. Glenn over to Newell. Back to Glenn. He's standing on the stinger of the Hornet. Down to Zion Ewell, real short on the jump shot. Just caught a little front rim.
Hall with a rebound.
Brown. Coach, they're great in the press, but they also sink back into that zone, and they're difficult to score against. Caden Glenn's going to be called for the bump out here high.
Well, the thing that makes them so good defensively is their long arms, their length, and the way that they move. When the ball moves, they all move in unison, but their length is just difficult to deal with.
We try to double down on Jalen Hall, and he still goes up with his 6'4 thick body and scores.
What grade is he in?
Sophomore, coach, what he's listed as.
Number five.
Yep, number five, Jalen Hall, 6'4 sophomore.
Well, some big-time people are going to be in here looking at him.
And, coach, number zero is a sophomore. They're starting a bunch of sophomores.
Yeah, in fact, I think there's only three seniors on this team.
Caden Glenn's jump shot no good. Good look there from Glenn, but not able to get it to go. Right now we're just trading possessions, but no score, but we got to inch back into this thing at 39-21.
There's the pick and roll.
And Hall missed the lay-in. And that's going to be last touched. Braxton Young again in there getting feisty, and it goes out of bounds. I'm going to say Hall. I was thinking we might see a little more action there as he drove to the basket, but went for the finger roll and got a little bit too much spin on the ball.
Yeah, he gave away two easy points.
Balls need to get some offense going. They look to go against this press here. They get it in the Hall. He's got to get it across the timeline. He does. And there's a foul on number 15. He fouls Braxton Young. That's Anthony Morrell.
Actually, I don't think it was a foul. I think it just went out of bounds.
Okay. Braxton Young quickly to Hall. Down to Coburn on the free throw line. Coburn shot. Shooter's roll. Off the rim, back to the backboard, and falls down through the net.
His first basket of this game.
39-23. Burdette runner no good, and there's Hall on the rebound. Hall is whooping us on the glass.
Every time.
And we don't have the second half stats, but, I mean, if you look back at his Jalen Hall was 5-for-7 from the field early, 2-for-2 on free throws. He had 9 rebounds and 12 points in that in the first half. And he adds a point there from a free throw line.
Very good
40
player.
To 23.
And not only is Jalen Hall, he probably weighs, what does he weigh, 225?
I would guess, coach.
I'm guessing that he's a good tight end looking type player.
He missed the second free throw. And the rebound goes to Glenn. Over to Coburn. And Coburn's going to get called sliding his feet, and he did. You might get by with that one majority of the season, but it is a travel.
Yeah. Good idea. 17-point lead right here.
The Vols have 5 seniors on the floor right now, looking to fight their way. And there's a steal by Braxton Young. And Young is fouled, and he twisted his ankle. That ankle he's had trouble with a lot of the year.
And, you know, that was very similar to where we saw Randy Searcy get hurt.
Same place. Young will go to the line shooting two.
Yeah, he's re-aggravated his ankle injury.
I think he just tweaked it. He don't seem too terrible here. 3:15 to go in the Highway 9 tire third quarter. Balls trying to inch their way back into this game. And Braxton Young knocks down the first State Bank free throw. 40-24, lead down to 16. Braxton made them both.
He used a good part of the rim.
He took, he used all of his change, Coach, to get that one to fall, but he did. Lead down to 15 now. 25-15. The drive to the basket, strong move there by number two, Jamar Brown. He laid it up and in.
Beautiful finish.
We're going to get a little break there for Braxton Young to tie his shoe. He may get subbed four there as he still limps off. Over to Glenn. Glenn, good ball movement, but just through the hands of Taylor Boyd. That's all you can say, Coach. Perfect ball movement, but right through his hands.
Yeah, we moved the ball right through that press and got it to the point we wanted it, but then we didn't look it in.
Marbury with the basketball. That's Trotter, has it taken away by Hall. Hall drives to the basket and lays it up and in. 42-27 here, 2:28 to go. It's a ball game far from over, Coach.
And I tell you, these guys get casual handling the ball. Newell or Hall, or we'll strip it from them.
And there's almost another takeaway from their Hall, but ends up in a wide-open shot by number three, Noah Trotter. And that's just, there ain't much you can do about that, Coach.
No, and that's Trotter's third three-pointer on the day.
As we get the Poultry South timeout here, we'll take it with them. You're listening on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9, 2:04 to go. The Vols trailing 45-27 here to the Marbury Bulldogs.
Buddy Sports Country is a proud sponsor of local radio on Classic Country 90.9. If you love the outdoors, Buddy Sports Country has everything you need, including the latest gear, scent control, calls, trail cameras, and the advice to help you enjoy the great outdoors. Buddy Sports Country also features a showroom absolutely full of firearms and scopes, and they're a licensed NFA dealer for suppressors. Buddy Sports Country is open 8 till 5, Tuesday through Saturday, located Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, where sales tax is only 6%.
For over 50 years, Clay County Tire and Retreading has been part of the Ashland community, providing tire and vehicle services for trucks, tractors, and family vehicles. They offer custom tire recapping, front-end alignments, and commercial tire service. Located at 83531 Highway 9, Clay County Tire and Retreading carries a variety of tire brands and ordering options. Phone 256-354-2515.
When you need a lawyer who will go the extra mile, Tyler Sims is there for you. The Law Office of Tyler Sims, the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network. Online at sims.law.
We welcome you back here. That ball's tipped out of bounds. Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Wayne, Jeremy Character here live from the Dunn Oliver Academy here on the campus of Alabama State in Montgomery for regional play. The boys trying to fight back into this regional and punch their ticket to the Elite Eight like the girls did earlier against the Beauregard Hornets, as they will be playing on Tuesday here at 12:30. Hall, strong drive to the basket. And right now, Coach, when you try to drive in that zone, they collapse well with those three men and really make it hard.
Yeah, it's not like a man.
There's a good block. Taylor Boyd going up high above.
When you drive here, it's a three-man deal that picks you up because of the zone coming together.
You almost got to get it down there with a pass. It's hard to drive it.
When you draw them, dish is the best maneuver.
They get it back out to the top there. Noah Trotter, 1:23 to go here in the third. The balls are trailing 45-27. Bulldogs jump shot Up, no good. Rebound there, Burdett.
Burdett came from the corner to the opposite side of the backboard and got that offensive rebound.
And there he fires up another one, Coach, is Noah Trotter. And he is on fire from three.
That's four in this game.
48-27. I think that's the largest lead of the morning here. And Tristan Wilson's going to be fouled, and he shot it up through the basket.
Yeah, he shot that one from the bottom up through it.
But he was fouled hard, and he'll go to the line shooting two First State Bank free throws. Tristan Wilson through the line, another senior for the Vols. He missed the first. Braden Sprayberry entering the game for the Vols. First time we've seen him in a long time. Sprayberry is somebody that can match up size-wise, Coach.
Yeah. Volunteers only 3-for-7 today from the foul line.
And they're starting back over, Coach. There was some kind of violation there on the lane violation. I think they are them switching out maybe. I don't know, but we're going to get it. We get a redo. Wilson made the first. Missed the second, but we get the rebound or had it. Fought with each other and lost it. Trotter with a basketball. Over to Burdett. Back to Trotter. Top of the key. Trotter drives. Free throw line. Shot. No good. Fight for the rebound. Trotter, another open three. That's well off. And we're going to finally get the rebound, and we're up the floor. Newell over to Hall. 20 seconds. Up to Wilson, and Wilson's fouled, and the shot goes. Good to see some fight here in this Vols team late in the third.
Number 21, Smith picking up that foul.
De'Anthony Smith, another sophomore. As we're saying all that, as we're getting another substitution, L.J. Billingsley, Coach, another senior we hadn't seen in a while.
Yeah, this is his first appearance in quite a while. I know, since the regular season.
Wilson misses, and he's going to be called for the lane violation himself.
Yeah, he stepped over the free throw line too quick.
He's got to let it hit the rim, and the other players don't. And that get called pretty often there in high school. Used to, everybody had to wait, though, Coach.
That's right.
Did you like that change?
I did.
There's a charge. Caden Glenn takes a charge. Was that on number 15, Anthony Morrell? No, it's actually number 5, Jalen Hall. I think that was a very good change to the rules in high school, myself.
But you know the thing about it, most of the time when somebody does that, they know they've missed it, and so they step too quick. I always had confidence to stand there and follow through.
As we try to pass it up and get a last-second shot, there, Billingsley can't handle it. We'll go to the fourth. Vols trailing by 18, 48-30. You're listening here on the Southern Union State Community College State Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Whether it's a new build, a teardown, or just clearing out some good old clutter, AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority helps keep things tidy around Clay County. AGL's roll-off containers are available for a variety of cleanup needs. AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority also owns and operates a C&D landfill located at 1177 Landfill Road in Ashland. AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
The Clay Central Sports Network is brought to you by First Capital Insurance.
We value the relationships we have built over the past 30 years, and we cannot wait to begin new ones in 2026. First Capital Insurance would like to welcome you to our family this year. Whether you are looking for protection for your home, auto, farm, business, or the peace of mind that comes with a life policy, First Capital Insurance will be there when you need us. We would love the opportunity to take care of your insurance needs in 2026. Our phone number is 256-396-2131, and we are located at 575 East College Street in Lineville.
Fourth quarter action is brought to you by First Capital Insurance. Now, back to the action.
Trusted Tony Coach Jerry Wings, Jeremy Carriger. Jeremy, jump in here and share some stats from that third.
Vols, four turnovers that third quarter, six rebounds, shooting 4 for 13. 0 for 1 on threes. Beauregard, four turnovers as well, nine rebounds, shooting 2 for 10, and then 2 for 3 on threes.
Ball's needing something to happen quick here, trailing 48 to 30, 18-point. There we get a turnover. Trending Glenn steals away the pass. Good drive to the basket. I tell you, somebody looks a lot different today just to me, Coach, honestly, is Taylor Boyd. There's another steal by Hall. Hall spin move. Hall to the basket, up and under.
Too much finesse on that one.
Yeah, he done everything right until they got ready to shoot the shot. And on the other end, Jalen Hall lays it up and in, 50 to 32. There's almost a steal here in front of our table. We'll get it into Boyd. Taylor Boyd to Trending Glenn. Trending Glenn lays it up and in. Good pass. Ball's fighting, cutting it down to 16, Coach. This thing's not over yet. And we're going to foul. That's make Hall fouls. Really, I don't understand why. I mean, I know you're trying to make things happen, but that was no way you were going to anything but foul.
No.
There.
That's only one foul on Newell, by the way, as Young checks back in for him.
Young's had some happy hands tonight and got, or today, and got a good many steals with him. He's still limping a little bit, though, I noticed. As he was fouled on a shot earlier. There's Jalen Hall, good pass down. He's taken away, but guess who it falls in the hands of? Jalen Hall.
Yeah, and it always comes back to it.
There's Taylor Boyd, tried to finish with a reverse.
Well, Taylor had that. He had to reverse his shot there because
they're going to call a kickball here on Marbury.
He saw Morrell coming, and he reversed his the way he was releasing it.
52-34, balls. Trailing by 18. Need to get some quick scores here. Open shot, Caden Glenn, corner. It bounced around three times on the rim and couldn't fall down. Quickly up the floor. Strong drive to the basket, but defended well by Taylor Boyd, and we get the rebound. And then JD's going to dribble it off his leg there.
The Volunteers are fighting and scratching, but things just aren't falling.
Yeah, they're playing hard. It's not an effort issue, that's for sure. But it's almost like the extra effort's causing us a little problems on the turnover side.
Colburn checks back in for Taylor Boyd.
They're looking to get the floor cleaned up on both ends. They need one of those round Dollar General sweepers on the other end down there. Know what the
sweeper was out. He was out at the hospitality room.
And now he showed back up, Coach.
Yeah, he came in.
He couldn't find his broom, I don't think. They're swinging around. Trotter with a basketball. Trotter's going to get called for the offensive foul, led with that forearm. Caden Glenn does a great job of taking charges, and he always has, Coach.
Yeah. Well, he took a forearm right there.
52-34.
Marbury has not gone out of their full court defensive system that they've been employing.
Colburn crossed to Young. Over to Caden Glenn. Caden to fire up the three, rebound underneath. By number two there, Jamar Brown.
Caden missed it all on that one.
5:45 to go as time is ticking away and things here at 18. We've got to get something going quick. Burdett drives to the basket.
Burdett has not scored since the first quarter.
Burdett's another one of our sophomores, a 6'1 sophomore.
I'm impressed with Marbury, to be honest with you.
Me too, Coach. Sometimes when you watch film, you're not seeing them play against, you know, teams that you're accustomed to, and they look a lot different than I thought they looked on film. Their length and size, and they play really hard. They defend a whole lot better than I thought they would.
And you know, one key to them, one comparison that we had, they did play Selma twice, and they were both, they split with them, but both of them were close games. So that tells you talent level, them and Selma are pretty equal.
Well, and honestly, Coach, it goes back to mainly the first quarter, first half especially, but the first quarter.
Oh, yeah.
That's where the differences has been. There's a shot by Hall, no good for the Bulldogs, and J.D. Hall will get the rebound, and we're up the floor. Taylor Boyd, open three-point look. It's up, no good. Tipped around, and rebound goes to Brown and the Bulldogs.
That early pace that they set, we've never recovered from.
No, it just kind of held right there since that they jumped out to the early lead. And Trenton Glenn come in and gave him some defensive lineman motion there and got called for the foul. That looked like he went back to football mode there for a second.
Yeah, Trenton wanted that call, but there was no way he was going to get that one.
They kind of let him play through the first bump, but, you know, you couldn't do but so much. Did they end up calling a foul or just call it out of bounds?
I don't know. Surely, no, it was a foul. I know it was. In fact, Trendon's going out.
And there he is again, Coach. Good dish down, and Jalen Hall lays it in.
Hall makes it look so easy.
Coach, we talked about the Selma player. Oh, there's a shot block. He's fouled on a three-pointer. It's Coburn fouled. I agree. He was hitting on the arm. Jamar Brown hit Coburn. Coburn to go to the line shooting three First State Bank free throws. But looking back, I forget the name. I think it was Wilson that Selma had on Saturday. Was a very good post player, Coach. But I think Jalen Hall's rivaling Wilson from what I've seen. I bet that was a great matchup when they played each other.
Yeah, Al Crean Wilson. I think Wilson, Selma, is more physical than Hall. More aggressive.
But
I'll tell you this.
Hall much more a scorer.
I'd take either one of them.
And especially both of them, huh?
Yeah.
They'd be early draft picks there off the gym floor there at PE, wouldn't it?
You could develop a team around them, I can tell you
and
that.
They're making two out of three, Coach. Josh Ginzicola, Poultry South timeout. He'll call a full one here. We'll take it with him right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Are you tired of the old stressful car shopping? Hill Auto Sales in Lineville believes finding your next vehicle should be easy, and now they've made it even simpler. On your laptop, tablet, or phone, the website is buyfromhill.net. That's buyfromhill.net. You'll find the latest inventory of quality used cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for you to browse. Buyfromhill.net features high-resolution photos, prices, detailed specs, and even a Carfax report. When you're ready for a test drive, Kevin Hill and Tim Carroll are ready to help. And remember, the Clay Central Sports Network is driven by Hill Auto Sales.
Spencer Loveless with Southeastern Land Group in Clay County is licensed in both Alabama and Georgia. Spencer specializes in helping landowners across East Central Alabama with rural homesteads, farms, or recreational land. Spencer is also part of the Poultry South team, dedicated to getting the best value for every property. Spencer is available by phone at 256-283-3198 or online at selandgroup.com. Spencer Loveless with Southeastern Land Group is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
It's Rusty Tutter, Coach Jerry Weems, Jeremy Character. We welcome you back here to the Don Oliver Acca Dome in Montgomery, Alabama, on the campus of Alabama State as we're here in regional play. Vols are going to have to do something in boys action quick here as they trail by 18 with 4:30 to go. We will, if you're just now joining us, the girls picked up a big win earlier over the Beauregard Hornets to advance to Tuesday at 12:30. Here, Marbury inbounding the basketball, and they get it inbounding under their own basket. Hall up the floor. And Hall lays it up and in. My goodness.
He's got eight here in the fourth quarter.
He might end up with a triple-double. Good move there down underneath. Taylor Boyd with a good pump fake gets the defender in there and lays it up and in.
Taylor having one of his best games in a while offensively.
56-38. And there's Taylor with a steal. And Taylor's undercut there, and Coach Josh Gittin's not happy about that at all, and he shouldn't be. Noah Trotter. Taylor had the ball and was clearly cut up under. There's going to be a foul by number two, Jamar Browns. He shoves Caden Glenn out of bounds. They'll inbound right here in front of our table. 3:37 to go, 58-38 is the Marbury Bulldog lead. Glenn will be inbounding. Get it over to, and our Toyota Silicaga three-pointer there by JT Coburn. Coburn cutting that lead down to 17 here, 3:26 to go. And there's a turnover there. Coach, they're giving us every opportunity, I'll say that.
Well, they're giving us a chance to cut into it.
58-41, Hall with the basketball. And again, we get it in the corner. That shot blocked by number five, Jalen Hall. Taylor taking a little bit too much time trying to line that shot up.
Yeah, it was a solid block, too.
But we'll be inbounding the ball over in front of our own bench. 11. Coburn. That's a good shot by Coburn. Five quick points here by Coburn. 58-43. Lead cut down to 15. Trotter with the basketball. Trotter's guarded by J.D. Hall. And they're going to call Caden Glenn for the... They're going to call that, but not when you get flipped up in the air. And now they're going to call... And he did. He went through him. Taylor Boyd did. Went through the shoulder there of Hall trying to go to the ball on the inbounds play.
Well, we're picking up a flurry of fouls here, I guess you could say.
Jamar Brown inbounds it on the baseline. There's a steal, though, by Hall. Hall lost his dribble, picked it up, and laid it up and in. We're down to 13, 58-45. Not giving up, or this is this Volunteer team. And that's going to be five fouls. That'll send him to the line shooting two, because that's going to be on Braxton Young.
Yeah, we're going to be shooting two from here on. That's
now,
the field.
Now, Coach, they hadn't shot great from the free throw line, have they?
Well, you know, this half they've only went there three times.
And in the first half.
In the first half.
I had it here.
They went two for four. Three for five, I should say. And in the second half,
we talked Aiden Burdett right into that first one, didn't we?
Did he make it?
He did. 2:40 to go, 59-45. He made them both.
That's the first time he scored at all since the first quarter.
That'll be a full timeout taken by the Marbury Bulldogs. As they take this full timeout, we'll take it with them. Balls trail by 15, 60-45. You're listening right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. From Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
This is Jason Walker with Timber Lead Auctions. Timber Lead Auctions is a company that we set up for private landowners to utilize and take bids on their timber stands. Timber Lead Auctions operates with an online bidding platform with over 150 buyers across Alabama. I am available by phone at 256-846-0575 or online at timberleadauctions.com. My Alabama auctioneer license number is 5462. Timber Lead Auctions is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9. 89.9.
Flu season has arrived. This is Jana Wheeler, and at the drugstore, we want to help you take steps to hopefully keep the flu out of your home. We are offering Grab and Go flu defense bags that feature a variety of products to help treat your symptoms. The drugstore also has a large supply of flu and COVID tests, and it's still not too late to get your flu shot. We're located next to the Clay County Hospital and open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 8 until noon. The drugstore, proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back there. We're fouled here on the side trying to get the ball up the floor. 60 to 45. Caden Glenn back. Open shot here for Braxton Young. Three-pointer no good. And there's going to be a foul. Let's see if they're going to call that on Colburn. He was getting – they're calling that on number 15, actually.
Yeah,
yeah, Anthony Morrell. See, kind of undercut. Colburn, I thought they might get Colburn for a little bit of a push.
That should be two shots.
60 to 45, still 2:32 left, Coach. That's a lot of basketball with a game being played like this.
Yeah, a lot of things could still happen. But they've got to happen fairly quick.
And he made the first. I tell you what's happening is JT Colburn stepping up here in this fourth quarter, big for the Vols.
8 points in the fourth quarter.
Coburn's second free throw is good as well. 9 now in the lead down to 13. Up the floor there, Jamar Brown, almost a steal. Brown, there's a charge. Brown out of control, runs over Coburn. Coburn scores and hustles down and gets in position to take a charge.
Yeah, I'm surprised at Brown right here playing out of control like he is.
Marbury fans don't like it, but that was clear as day. He was just out of control.
You know, we could conceivably cut this to 10 points right here.
And still 2:22 to left. And we get it. Oh. We got saved there. Taylor Boyd, we tried to get it to him in the corner. He couldn't handle it, but it was deflected off of a Marbury player. 60 to 47. This Vols team not going away, not going to quit fighting. Coburn. And it's poked away again there by number 3, Noah Trotter. Hall drives. Shot up, no good. I tell you, that zone down there has really affected Hall today.
No question.
And his height disadvantage is really
tough. It's taken away his what he does best.
But they can collapse that zone and make it nearly impossible down low for him. There's a turnover. And they're going to take it right back away from us and laying it back up and in is Jalen Hall. And we're going to throw it away as we quickly get it inbounded. 1:34 to go, 62-47.
Well, that's,
I think it's kind of slipped out of our hands.
Probably gone from us now.
What an effort there, though. As you see some of these seniors putting it all on the line as Braxton Young's flying all over the floor. Burdett drives to the basket, misses a shot. And we're quickly up the floor. And we give it over to Taylor Boyd. He couldn't handle the pass, gathered it back up. Over to Coburn, to Hall. Hall might have got by with a travel. Braxton Young drains the Toyota Silicaga three-pointer. The lead down to 12, 62 to 50. We'll take this quick break with them right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Do you hear that? It's winter setting in. And when those frozen icy spots appear on pavement, the only thing between you and a slick surprise is your tire's tread. Don't gamble on a worn-out grip this season. Highway 9 Tire carries several brands of tires for your car, truck, or SUV. Highway 9 Tire provides the expertise to check your tread depth and install the right tires for winter driving conditions. So stay safe and have peace of mind with good treads from Highway 9 Tire. Proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
It's Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Williams, Jeremy Character. We come back here with a minute and seven to go, and they look to go full length of the court, and I'm going to call a foul. I thought he might have traveled before we fouled him, but that was, I believe that's going to go on Tristan Wilson, number 15. They're talking it over. I think they're talking about, I think he traveled before the foul occurred.
All right, let's see what they came up with.
Now they're calling a foul on Tristan Wilson. I thought he had made his steps before we ever reached in.
Well, I know this. He never dribbled. I don't know if that indicated.
And it didn't even look like he was planning on shooting. He was just like running down. Free throw no good. Yeah, and he caught it at about the nose of the Hornet there.
And never dribbled.
62-50. Second free throw for Morrill. And it's no good as well. Caden Glenn on the rebound. Over to Young. Young up the floor. Behind the back dribble. Over to Caden Glenn. Open three-point look. He drained the Toyota Silicaga three-pointer. And we cut it down to nine. 62-53. I tell you one thing about these Volunteers. They don't go away. Down to a nine-point lead here. The Vols will be defending. They're not, Coach, let's stay right here. It's going to be tough. Let's just be honest. 51 seconds. But this Volunteer team has not quit. They've trailed by as many as 21, and they've cut it down to nine.
And we told you that was going to happen.
We fully expected it,
yeah,
because we've witnessed it all year. This team does not quit. Their speed and athleticism allows them to play hard and fight to the very end.
And I'll say this, at the same time that we – buckled down and got after it, I think Marbury mentally kind of let off the gas with the way that they were playing.
And once you do that, it's just hard to gear back up.
You're not going to get it back up that day once you do that. But right now, they need to make a play or two and try to hold off this rally. But again, the Volunteers are not going to give up in this last 51.2 seconds.
If you're just now joining us, our Volunteer girls picked up a big win to make it to the Elite Eight in the regional championship here on Tuesday at 12:30. You can catch all of that right here on the Southern Union State Community College radio. There's a foul by Boyd.
Yeah, in the backcourt.
But we had to, Coach, 47 seconds, trailing by nine.
It'll send Burdett to the free throw line.
L.J. Billingsley in the game, as well as Tristan Wilson. And he made the first, did Burdett. Coburn enters. We got two went out. Who was the other one that entered, Coach? You catch it? Was it Braxton Young? Burdett made them both. And there's going to be a full timeout called across the way by the Marbury Bulldogs with 47 seconds to go. The lead back up to double digits, 64-53. We'll take a break here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Ann's Flowers and Gifts, under the new ownership of Wendy Benefield, continues a tradition of over 50 years in Ashland. Ann's Flowers and Gifts offers everyday floral arrangements, celebratory gifts, jewelry, and college-themed items for Auburn and Alabama fans. Funeral sprays, casket blankets, along with cemetery urns, blocks, and bricks are also available. Ann's Flowers and Gifts is on Facebook or available by phone at 256-354-2613 and a proud sponsor of the Clay Center Central Sports Network.
Do you have an idea for a new business but don't know where to start? The newly renovated Clay County Economic Development Center is the place to begin. I'm Chance Jones, the director for the Clay County EDC. Give me a call at 256-276-9319 if you need help in starting or growing your business. The EDC has access to local and state resources so that your business venture will be a successful one. Again, that number is 256-276-9319. The Clay County Economic Development Council is proud to support York, the Clay Central Sports Network.
The Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network is driven by Hill Auto Sales, Highway 9 in Lineville. Buy from Hill.
Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Wings, Jeremy Carrick, as we come back here. Ball stolen away from the balls, and then we'll have to foul going down the floor. That will send number three to the line, Noah Trotter, the hot three-point shooter for most of the game. How many threes did he end up hitting, Coach?
He's ended up with four.
He missed the first free throw. 31 seconds to go, 64-53 the lead here for the Bulldogs.
You know, he's 2 for 5. How can a three-point shooter miss 3 free throws?
It's amazing, isn't it? He made that one. 65-53. Hall, 29 seconds. Over to Caden Glenn. Caden with an open three-pointer, rims out, no good. Tipped around. He swung a punch. That could be big. Did you see?
Well, we had a battle for a rebound there. And
it was, the ball was loose.
Morrell
and Coburn. But right now with that lead, Morrell's got a lot more to lose.
Well, it looks like maybe a flagrant foul or something that's been called.
Well, I saw a swing from Marbury. I don't know how that couldn't be called both ways.
Nothing's been called other than a common foul.
Morrell makes the first.
Two seniors checking in that we haven't seen a lot of, Noah Peterson and Chance Helms. It's good to see them get in. Their it last is. High school basketball game.
You also seeing some other substitutions. We got Wakefield in, and that shot went under the goal. I think this is Wakefield's first action as a varsity player ever. L.J. Billingsley bringing it up the floor. Billingsley over to Sprayberry, fires up the three-pointer, and it's up no good.
And that should end this one up.
It will. The Marbury Bulldogs will get out of here with a 66-53 victory. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll recap this as the Balls fall and end their season in the Sweet 16 here in regional play at Dunn Oliver, Accadome, and Montgomery in Alabama State. We'll come back and recap it. But the girls will continue to play on as they'll be playing down here Tuesday. Stay with us right here on the Southern Union State Community College, Clay Central Sports Network, from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Buddy Sports Country is a proud sponsor of local radio on Classic Country 90.9. If you love the outdoors, Buddy Sports Country has everything you need, including the latest gear, scent control, calls, trail cameras, and the advice to help you enjoy the great outdoors. Buddy Sports Country also features a showroom absolutely full of firearms and scopes, and they're a licensed NFA dealer for suppressors. Buddy Sports Country is open 8 till 5, Tuesday through Saturday, located Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, where sales tax is only 6%.
For over 50 years, Clay County Tire and Retreading has been part of the Ashland community, providing tire and vehicle services for trucks, tractors, and family vehicles. They offer custom tire recapping, front-end alignments, and commercial tire service. Located at 83531 Highway 9, Clay County Tire and Retreading carries a variety of tire brands and ordering options. Phone 256-354-2515.
Support for Classic Country 90.9 is provided by Bucks Island, a boat dealership in Southside, Alabama. Bucks Island carries aluminum boats from G3, Avid, and Sea Arc. The aluminum boat lineup includes fishing and hunting models with standard and camo finishes. Bucks Island also carries aluminum boats powered by Yamaha outboards. More info is available by phone at 1-800-IM-READY or online at bucksisland.com. Bucks Island is a proud supporter of Classic Country 90.9.
Whether it's a new build, a teardown, or just clearing out some good old clutter, AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority helps keep things tidy around Clay County. AGL's roll-off containers are available for a variety of cleanup needs. AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority also owns and operates a C&D landfill located at 1177 Landfill Road in Ashland. AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
Spencer Loveless with Southeastern Land Group in Clay County is licensed in both Alabama and Georgia. Spencer specializes in helping landowners across East Central Alabama with rural homesteads, farms, or recreational land. Spencer is also part of the Poultry South team, dedicated to getting the best value for every property. Spencer is available by phone at 256-283-3198 or online at selandgroup.com. Spencer Loveless with Southeastern Land Group is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
Sassy's Convenience Store in Lineville is more than just a gas station. Now, obviously, they feature top-tier fuel, but each morning starts off with freshly brewed coffee and hot buttery biscuits. Got the munchies? Sassy's has you covered. They are stocked wall-to-wall with your favorite salty snacks, sweet treats, and ice-cold drinks. Need a quick lunch on the go? Well, Sassy has you covered there as well. They're open early till late, making it easy to grab what you need right when you need it. Sassy's Convenience Store is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network. In this area, we know what matters. Family, community, and a great Sunday dinner. That's why your local Piggly Wiggly stores in Ashland and Lineville are proud to be your go-to for quality and value. From our premium meat market to fresh produce, Piggly Wiggly has everything you need to keep your kitchen stocked and your family happy. Need a quick meal? Piggly Wiggly features hot deli favorites and a wide range of snacks and desserts. Plus, both stores are now proudly accepting EBT to better serve you. Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville is proud to support our student-athletes on the Clay Central Sports Network.
This is the Alta Point Health post-game show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Waynes, Jeremy Character, as we get ready to close this broadcast out from down here in Montgomery at the Don Oliver Acadome on the campus of Alabama State University in regional action as the Volunteer boys fall here in a big matchup. The girls picked up a big win, and they'll be coming back, and will be coming back on Tuesday at 12:30. But let's talk about the boys right now. Coach, you really look back at the first half. Jeremy, go ahead and share some stats, teams, just some overall team stats with us.
Team stats for the game, the Vols were looking at 17 turnovers, only 18 rebounds, shooting 17 for 46 on the floor and 5 for 27 on threes. Looking at Beauregard, they had 22 turnovers, 29 rebounds, shooting 13 for 23 in the paint, and then 7 for 14, 50% on threes total for that one.
All right, Coach, as we look at looking back for the Volunteer boys, a great season. You got to be proud of how your boys have done and the things they've done. Really, you got to give Marbury credit. They came out there early in the first half, took control of this game. The Vols tried with all their might to fight back, just couldn't quite get it done here this morning.
Well, too much Jalen Hall, number five there for Marbury, 26 points. And Yeoman's work on the backboard as well. And then Noah Trotter, also a very good player for the Marbury team with 19 points. But when you look at the ball club today, we had two men that ended up in double figures. Taylor Boyd led the way with 13 points. And then Jeremiah Colburn finished with 11. And he had 9 of those 11 points in the fourth quarter. So did a good job there. J.D. Hall, only 7. J.D., of course, had some foul issues there in the first half, missed some minutes. But what Marbury did defensively what did not play into the hands of what JD does so well offensively, and that's attack the rim. You know, they kind of collapsed their defense in there, took away the driving lanes for him, and just left him kind of ineffective in this game today. But as far as other scores, Braxton Young finished with 5, Zion Ewell 4, Trendon Glenn 4, and then Caden Glenn, by the way, was 6, did hit 2 3-pointers today. So tough ending, 14-12 overall record for this ball team, and making it to the region tournament. So still a positive thing that they can reflect on in a few days and look back and see where some good things happened this season.
Well, Coach, I just wanted quickly, as we get the official stats handed out here real quick, we talked about Jalen Hall from Marbury, kind of the big play. He had 27 points and 14 boards is what he ended up with, so a big double-double there for him. And that's where the domination was. Also, Noah Trotter, as you mentioned, with 19, hot from a three-point line. But really, it was what they'd done early, and the Vols just couldn't fight back. But we're proud of our Volunteers. They had a great year. A lot of seniors finished their last basketball game, but they've been a joy to cover here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Coach Josh Giddens and his coaching staff just done a great job. And we'll be back on the air on Tuesday, Coach, right here for a 12:30 tip as our girls will be battling for a opportunity to go to Birmingham in the Final Four against the winner of this game. It's about getting to get started, the Briarwood Christian Lions and the Valley Rams there, Coach. So they should be a good one. But you got anything as we get ready to close this thing out?
Well, you know, again, proud of this team for making it to the region. You know, the way the season started, it didn't look like we would win, get to double figures in wins, but ended up being a good year. We made a run for the area, you know, split with a couple of good teams there as well, and made it all the way to the region tournament. So I think it's been a good year for Clay Central basketball.
Absolutely, and it's not over for the girls. We'll be back on air on Tuesday right here from the Dunn Oliver Acadome right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network, part of Radio Alabama Sports. We appreciate you. We appreciate you for listening and following our Volunteers, and keep following if you can't make your way down on Tuesday. For Jeremy Character, Coach Jerry Weems, this is Rusty Taylor. God bless. And go Vols.